Om Shanti. Good morning. The song is usually connected with the Murali of the day. And today's Murali is in three different parts. And the first part of the Murali is about Christmas, because it's the Murali of the 23rd of December in 1987. And so I imagine that there must have been a large group of people from abroad there. And so the first part of the Murali is very much about being happy and enthusiastic and keep flying and make others fly. On the other side, I know that it's a time of bereavement for many, many families. And so today's bhog is going to be for several souls. Nagin Bhai, of course, the one who occupied the first seat here. But also a number of others. And one particular individual who I think was known to the world, Kanupriya. Many of you, I think, got messages yesterday that after a struggle with COVID, she passed away. But early days of the program on TV with Awakening with the Brahma Kumaris, she was the one who was interviewing Shivani. And it was real. She was actually taking the course on television as the whole thing was being filmed. And it was very effective because, of course, her questions were real questions, not something that she'd written down beforehand. But as she heard the Gyan, she was responding to Shivani Ben's words and asking many questions, and so it was very interactive. And she came to London about 12 years ago in the first visit that Shivani Ben had here with her daughters, and so her daughters have sent the message. So that's just two, but many uncles, aunts, sisters, brothers, one particular family. The person who is a Brahmin here in the UK wrote, in 3 weeks, five of her relatives, immediate relatives, had passed away in India. So that just gives you a tiny little glimpse of what's happening across the world, what's happening here, but also what's happening across the world, especially India. And yet today's Murali is telling us, remain happy, remain enthusiastic, and then deeper, profound things that Baba shared, but especially a whole page on Christmas and being enthusiastic and happy. And so I was asking myself the question, well, how do you match both of these things? And a statement that comes from Baba very often, and it's a statement that's come again in today's Murali, a few times, not once, but I think about three times, this expression, Nyara and Pyara. Detachment and yet filled with deep love. And of course, Baba is talking to all of us, firstly for ourselves, that I have to experience that detachment, and when I'm detached, then I can experience God's love. But also Baba's teaching me how to stay detached from everybody around me, including those whom I love so dearly. And of course, if I stay detached, it doesn't mean that I'm cutting off, I'm rejecting, or I'm ignoring. But it means that I'm really able to see the bigger picture. And especially for Brahmins, the bigger picture that's very important is to know that they've gone on for a higher task. They've gone on for a higher role. At the moment, Ishudadi is in ICU. And so, are we going to see another soul fly? Let's see. But that detachment means that when they're here, we know they play an important role. But when they go, they also play a very important role in Baba's task of establishment and transformation. And so we give them permission to go. So our thoughts are thoughts of God's love, and that helps them hugely. Not just my love, but with Baba, sharing with them also God's love. And the other thing is that, again, seeing the bigger picture, Baba's teaching me to continue to sing praise of God, continue to take benefit from the scenes of the drama. And so that enthusiasm of being an instrument for Baba continues in a very powerful way. Because if I forget my purpose, my role here and now in Sangam Yuga, how can I be a helper for Baba? And so, yes, powerful souls, special souls have passed away. But yet when we remember them as Baba's instruments, and we also continue our task as Baba's instruments. Baba's used a lovely expression. They say Christmas, and Baba's interpretation of that is, Baba, the one who makes you as sweet as Christmas raisins. And so Christmas means becoming very, very sweet. And so that's the celebration of Christmas. And so Baba coming to give us gifts that are eternal, not just perishable gifts, but gifts that will last for half the cycle and longer. But in particular, Baba saying, when you sing songs of praise of God, and I don't have a good voice, but I can speak songs of praise of God, and that service is also service that makes the heart dance. And so yes, it's a time of bereavement, but it's also a time to remind others of God without any other question coming in, because it's a time when people are realizing that all the external things they've accumulated really don't matter, and it's life that is precious, and it's God who can help them. So that's also part of the current scene of the drama, more and more people aware that we have to turn to God to take God's help. And so as Baba's instruments, the ones, the lucky few in the whole world who actually know who God is. People don't know what the soul is. And somebody's really going through a lot of trouble because they're seeing stuff that's out there on the internet that talks about the soul being like a flame and can occupy two bodies. I mean, I just told this person, just stop reading rubbish. But of course, and they've heard the course, but somehow they connected and wanted help. And it's very strange, the sorts of ideas that are being put out by people. And they don't know the soul. And so for us to be in Baba's remembrance, we know the soul, we practice soul consciousness, we're able to connect them with God. And so that's such an important role that we are playing now at this moment. In a way, it feels as if Baba's been preparing us, telling us, difficult times are coming, prepare yourself. And those difficult times have come. It's not in the future, but it's right here and now. And so when I hear news of Bharat especially, but all the things that are happening across the world, I know that these are the times in which we have to play a very, very active role as Baba's instruments. Because who can help people? How much can you and I do? But what we can do is connect them with God in a very simple way that doesn't have complications, that they can experiment with and actually experience through their own experiment and work on that. And so yes, it is a time in which Baba's reminding us, just stay happy. If you're not able to stay happy and sing songs of praise and internally dance with joy that you found Baba, Baba found you, how can you help everybody else around you? And so yes, part of the story of transition is that there is sorrow, but then with Baba's love, with Baba's power, with Baba's help and gyan, we turn it around and it becomes different. We continue as Baba's instruments. So the first part of the Murali is all about being the shining lights, having enthusiasm. You're the lights of the tree, the kalpa tree. You're the ones who shine. This is your memorial. So the first part of the Murali is the celebration of Christmas. Then the second part of the Murali, very intense. And I'll use the three Hindi words that Baba has used because they put across the idea very clearly. And so the first stage, Varnan, speaking. To hear Baba's knowledge, to speak Baba's knowledge. And the second stage, Manan, the revision of Baba's knowledge in our minds. And the third stage, Magan, being lost in God's love. And so Baba's described Magan last, but it's actually the first stage. And so these three stages. And so that stage where it's very easy to understand Gyan, right? On the external level, 5,000 year cycle, and people wonder, how is it possible? But somehow with Baba's children, because the memory is recorded inside, we hear the Gyan, and maybe there are questions, but that's fine. But as we carry on hearing more and experiencing what Baba's saying, we forget the questions and we realize that that's just intellectual discussion and debate. But the experience that Baba's giving us of the soul being eternal and going through an eternal cycle, it becomes very real. And the fact that God is now here to help me through this transition and move forward from Kaliyug to Satyug. You know, there's a group of people called Extinction Rebellion. And for the last year, maybe 18 months, I haven't heard anything about them, because UK was also struggling with COVID. Now they've appeared back onto the scene. But anyway, so this particular group, and I got connected with them a few years ago. I'm not part of the group because we don't want to be on an external rebellion. We're spiritual warriors. We're creating a spiritual revolution. So we're not part of that. But it's very interesting, they look at what's going on in the world and they say that we're coming to the point where human beings will be extinct. The world will not be extinct, some species will survive, but they say humans are coming to the point of their own finish. And Baba's told us, no, not true, eternal, there's something beyond. But how it will happen, Brahmins understand, others don't. So there's a lot of knowledge we have that we're instruments to share with others at the right time. I wouldn't be ready to tell the world that it's time to go home. Soon, I think we will be able to tell people, but at this moment still, I would hesitate. I would tell them what God can do for them now, at this moment, rather than say, okay, pack up, it's time to go home. Brahmins understand, but people out there don't. But the habit of speaking, listening, yes, we've listened to stories through the whole of bhakti. We've done more bhakti than most others. So 2,500 years of listening, listening, listening. And now, speaking about the things we've heard. Previously also, in bhakti there's a lot of singing, there's a lot of speaking. And so the habit of listening to all sorts of detailed things and extensions, and then also speaking those things. I was saying it's a habit you've had since the Copper Age started. And so very easy. You hear gyan, you speak of it. Sometimes you speak of it too quickly. I know I did that with my family. When I came back from India and I'd been in gyan about a year and a half, not much longer than that, the first thing I did to tell my brother was, destruction is coming. And of course he didn't understand. But he hasn't complained that I said that to him. But it's good he didn't listen to me and he continued with his own study and career and everything. So we do speak things too quickly sometimes. I know that from my experience. But Baba's saying that, okay, at least you're sharing God's knowledge. And what's coming back to you as a return of that is a great deal of happiness. And yes, it's absolutely the first step, or the last step in a sense, in terms of the highest being one, so this is number three. But you're speaking God's knowledge. And so that's going to bring you a return of great joy immediately. And when you're speaking God's knowledge, that's also protecting you from Maya. And you're experiencing Baba's company at that moment. But of course, service on an external level doesn't always happen. Sometimes it comes, sometimes it doesn't. But go deeper than that. Come to that stage where you're churning Baba's knowledge. And as you churn Baba's knowledge, that gives you not just insight and realization, but it also protects you from Maya. Because if your intellect, you can't churn and revise Baba's knowledge. I was using manan, so manthan is the word for churning. But manan, just to revise it in your mind and explore it and go deeper into it, like when you do with the murali. First step of the murali is to listen. The next step of the murali is to revise it in my mind. Then, after that, I'll be able to go into the depths of it and see what the linkages are in the things that Baba's saying. But that step of revising it in my mind. And so as I revise knowledge in my awareness, my intellect is occupied in a very elevated way. And so, of course, that's going to protect me from a lot of waste. It's going to protect me from Maya in all its manifold forms. And the more deeply I go into Baba's knowledge, the more I'm protected, because my capacity to discern in what form Maya is coming is heightened. One of the things about Brahman life is that we come to Baba, we become Baba's child, but then after a little while we get into that stage in which we're not to the peak, but we're down in a valley. And in that valley there's a thought, well, I'm Baba's child, well, I understand gyan. And so we don't engage our intellect so intensely with reflecting on Baba's knowledge. And that is where that carelessness that comes in. I'm Baba's child anyway. And so Maya comes in its very royal forms in which I'm not recognizing it. Yesterday Baba spoke about that in the blessing, that I have to learn to recognize what are the royal forms of Maya And one of the biggest royal forms of Maya is, of course, ego. And it was the first thing that happened in the Copper Age. So it's my deepest sanskar. And at that point where I'm saying I'm Baba's child anyway, I'm not so alert. I'm not practicing soul consciousness profoundly. I'm not practicing the connection with Baba through the day. And so when Laukik desires finish early on, you're not interested in a big house, you're not interested in a big car, that finishes. But the next step where I've done something, I want recognition, and even if I haven't done anything, I still want recognition. But the sanskara of ego that's there comes in the form of the desire of wanting recognition and honor and name and fame within the Brahmin family. And the soul doesn't always recognize this. It's very strange. But of course, as I said, the intellect isn't so aware and alert to pick it up. And so keeping the intellect occupied with revising Baba's knowledge is a blessing. And Baba says, yes, that stage, manan, will definitely lead you to victory. How long it takes to get to victory? Baba didn't say that, but that's the middle stage. But let me reflect on Baba's knowledge so that I can move forward in that way. And the highest stage that Baba's speaking about, being lost in love. And I was checking the Murli to see, well, what is the difference between what Baba's saying in that stage of revision? Because in that stage also Baba's saying, you experience peace, you experience love, you experience wisdom, all the things that we want in our lives, all that Baba's saying comes just through reflecting on Baba's knowledge. So what's then the difference with that highest stage of being lost in love? And two things come across very, very clearly. In that stage of being lost in love, yes, you have the peace, you have the purity, you have all of these things, but essentially you have the power to be able to destroy any obstacles that come to you, Vikin Vinashak. You're the destroyer of obstacles because you've been able to take so much power from the Almighty, and also the highest form of authority is that of experience. And so because you've gone through it, you've experienced it, you've been able to overcome it fast, not a long time. Obstacles don't last a long time if you're lost in love. Something happens, but it finishes quickly. You're able to go beyond it. But also, through your own experience of authority, you're able to help others destroy the obstacles that are facing them. Baba often uses this expression of be the destroyer of obstacles. But in this Murli, it becomes very clear that that stage is only attained when you're immersed in love. Not that it's a connection you have sometimes, and sometimes it's a little bit slack, but again, think of the dadis and immersed in God's love, not just when they're speaking about it, but when they're on their own, when they're doing other things, when you're dealing with situations. That state of being lost in love is the state in which obstacles don't stay, but also through your own practical example of dealing with whatever may come, you're able to help others also finish that. And if you remember last week's Murli, it was the one directly before this one, in terms of time sequence. That was the Murli on Karmatit. And so again, Baba's saying that in this stage where you're immersed in God's love, then whatever obstacles come, they finish, they don't touch you, but you're at that stage which is close to the Father, Vatsaman, but also you're in your Karmatit stage. And so it's like a continuation of the subject that Baba took up last week. And of course at that time Baba had said that Baba's giving you a little bit of detail about Karmatit, but there's a lot more detail. And so in this Murali, the stage of being immersed in love, lost in love, Baba is saying that that's the stage in which, yes, you can become Karmatit. And so even just taking up that one thing, am I waiting for traffic control to remind me of Baba? Am I waiting for 7 o'clock yoga in the evening to be with Baba? Or am I remembering Baba as my friend and companion and lost in Baba's love through the day, so that other things carry on? I'm not stopping what I need to do. Baba told us that very clearly last week. Karma isn't going to stop. Carry on with karma. But that's the external. And internal, I'm lost in Baba's love, so that then that is the vibration that others pick up. The daddies didn't have to say very much, but what they said was with the authority of experience. But even before they said anything, as soon as they entered a room, their presence uplifted everybody in that room. Even people who didn't have gyan, they felt a different vibration, they felt a higher consciousness, a different energy that uplifted them. Baba didn't come to change only 8. And anyway, there were 350 daddies, so, and we're usually remembering the 8, the main ones. But everybody, and each one can have that opportunity to be lost in love and share that experience through vibrations of God's presence. And so today's Murali, I mentioned 2 parts. The third part I'll just touch on. Baba's talking especially to the double foreigners. And again, 2 things that stick out from, again, it's a whole page. And when I was reading that, I was just thinking, how much time and attention did Avyakt Bhaktada give to all the double foreigners? It was incredible. Maybe just 100 double foreigners at that moment, and maybe it's 1,000 Bharatvasis there. And of course Baba's always praising the Bharatvasis also. Baba never forgets them, but the attention that Baba gave to the double foreigners was incredible. And that equals our traveling to foreign countries right through the year 2012, I think, something like that. That was maybe her last foreign tour. And even India, I don't think she travelled in India after that, except Bombay and Delhi. But Dadi Gulzar personally giving us drishti, personally giving us time, and whether it was a gathering or a small group, again, Dadi's drishti. And people would say it was like drishti from Baba. Dadi Janki, sitting in yoga from 7 o'clock in the evening through till 4 o'clock the next morning without a break. Dadi did that for Rakhi, not just once but many, many years running. The whole night, Dadi wouldn't be getting up. Dadi wouldn't say, okay, all of you carry on. And this is why the Rakhi in London became so famous, because Madhuban, you're dealing with multi-thousands and very different type of Rakhi, quick, quick, quick. But here, you couldn't make Dadi go quick. Dadi would say, let people have an experience of Baba's presence. And she very consciously did that. She was invoking Baba, and you could feel Baba's presence. So the sustenance we've had is incredible. But the 2 things that Baba specially made all of us aware about It's easy to have a foot in two boats, one foot here, one foot there. Why? Because I'm not quite sure. I'm still making up my mind. But there has to come a moment where, as I see that one boat is going here and the other boat is going there, and am I going to split myself? I can't. I have to choose. And so Baba was saying, make sure that both feet are in the same boat. Otherwise, you always have doubts and uncertainty, and maybe it's bhakti that's pulling you, maybe it's science that's pulling you. Different things can pull different individuals. But what you need to do is to reflect and decide and be in one boat. And that will carry you to your destination. And the second, Baba's reminding us that you've incarnated from above. Earlier in the Iron Age, we were all in Kali Yuga, we were Shudras. And Baba was saying, you're not Shudras, you're Shuddha Brahmins, pure Brahmins. As soon as you take spiritual birth, you understand this is who you are. And so it's like a new birth. Baba often speaks about that. But this birth is as an incarnation, avatar. According to drama, the word avatar has become famous. People who don't know Hindi understand the word avatar. So, to remember that you are an avatar. You've incarnated here only for God's task, for nothing else. The avatar doesn't ever forget why they have incarnated. And so they don't get caught up with situations. They stay up above. They are here for a task. So, again, a very special murali for, I'm just giving you the headlines, but a whole murali again for Baba's children abroad. Okay, so we'll offer bhog. No announcements? No? Okay. So, bhog being offered for many, many souls, but especially Nagin Bhai. So Nagin Bhai, of course, but also all the others who've sent messages for their loved ones. We'll be remembering all of them. Om Shanti.